This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The pressure's on Yahoo!
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Some Yahoo shareholders are getting impatient with the company. Others have lost their patience. This morning, Yahoo shares are down almost 20% in Europe on a big sell-off. Over the weekend, Microsoft made a higher buyout bid for Yahoo, $33 a share. Yahoo CEO Jerry Yang countered with $37 a share, and Microsoft walked away. Now the pressure's on Yang to find another deal with somebody like AOL. Some of the overseas stock markets, like Japan and London, are closed today for a holiday. Stocks finished mixed in other Asian markets. European shares are down just a fraction so far. Wall Street had 1 to 2% gains last week. The Dow is at 13,058, the NASDAQ at 2479, and the S&P 500 at 1413. The House debates a $300 billion housing rescue package this week. The crux of it, the FHA could insure new, cheaper mortgages for people facing foreclosure. That is, if lenders go along with it. And therein lies the major hang-up with this bill. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The federal government would agree to insure risky loans only if lenders voluntarily trimmed the amount borrowers owed. Fat chance, says Alan Fishbein of the Consumer Federation of America.
It does involve a major haircut on their part, and they may prefer to wait.
The bill's sponsor, Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, says there is a way to force lenders into the barber's chair. He wants the bill to give bankruptcy judges the right to lower mortgages. Frank couldn't include that in his bill because that's Judiciary Committee territory. He chairs the House Financial Services Committee. But his bill could be amended on the House floor. Otherwise, Frank says lenders can thumb their noses at Congress.
We're telling people, we wish you would use this alternative process. Some of them will say, well, I can make more money foreclosing, so the hell with you.
Lenders are lobbying furiously against any move to give judges the power to adjust mortgages. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Record prices for uranium have sparked a mining boom in the western U.S. Uranium, of course, is used for nuclear power. Some people love nuclear energy as a future alternative. But a report out today from an environmental group says runoff from this mining could contaminate the Colorado River. And the river supplies 25 million people with their drinking water. Jeremy Hobson has more.
Richard Wiles, who directs the Environmental Working Group, says health effects of mining runoff should be of concern even if you don't live in the Southwest.
The Colorado River is a source of irrigation water for a huge portion of the winter vegetable crop in this country. Contaminating that irrigation water with uranium would be a very bad idea.
Researchers have linked uranium to cancer, but the government appears powerless to stop the mining because of an 1872 law that makes it easy and cheap to mine public lands. The House has passed a bill to reform the law.
There'd be a sort of regulatory framework set up to make sure the mining was done correctly and that there was a fair return to the taxpayer.
Lauren Pagel of Earthworks says a companion measure has stalled in the Senate. The mining industry says the reforms would cripple business and lead to an increased dependence on foreign metals and materials. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
It seems people are dying to see a good movie, or another comic book movie, I guess. Iron Man grossed more than $100 million this weekend. Not bad for the first film made entirely by Marvel Studios. Spider-Man 3 still holds the record for the biggest opening weekend, $151 million.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist. See the world differently. At newsstands and economist.com. By America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Yahoo and Microsoft aren't hooking up, but Mars and Wrigley are, with a little help from Warren Buffett. We told you last week about this candy deal, but we didn't go that deep into it. That's the job of Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, not many deals are getting done in this economic climate, so how'd this one get done?
The way this got done is that Mars, which may have more money than God, is putting up $11 billion of roughly half of the purchase price, and Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, which has possibly the second largest amount of money after God and Mars, is taking another piece. So I would call this a leveraged buyout, but the leverage is very low. The gum business, people just love gum. People love the stuff. The cash flow is very predictable. So it ought to be a layup.
So should we read this as a sign that money might be loosening up a bit for deals, or is this a one-off?
I think this is a one-off, but that's such a good question. I need to chew it over a little bit.
You're killing me here. Talking about these companies being so close to the vest, I was reading a story that a few years ago, a kid wrote in to Mars and asked how Milky Way, the candy bar, got its name, and Mars responded that that was classified and confidential information. Why are these companies so close to the vest?
Well, Mars is a private company and has always been, I guess I would say, odd. Wrigley is a public company. It's been run by the family forever. I think it's the third or fourth generation. And someone named William Wrigley, up until fairly recently, was the CEO, and he's young enough to be one of my kids. I mean, I'm surprised they sold, but it's a very good price. All these things always look good in paper, right? There's never a deal done that doesn't look good on paper. But in theory, if you combine what Mars does and what Wrigley's does, you have a better position dealing with, say, Walmart, where the stuff is sold, or the big supermarket chains. You know, you have Buffett there blessing the deal and buying a piece of the action. And if Mars wants to grow, I mean, this is an enormous transaction for Mars. This is by far the biggest thing it's ever done.
All right, the Candyman, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks.
Have a sweet day.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.